Catching up in studio with Brian Roll, DNR wildlife biologist out of the Marquette office. And thanks for carving a little time out today. I heard it's been busy over there.
It has been really busy. You know, we're up about 20% as of yesterday, I guess.
Wow.
We didn't check deer on Sunday. We did check on Saturday and on Monday. So things are looking pretty good in the Marquette area. A couple of the other stations around UP were up. Some were down slightly, but, you know, not enough that we're worried about anything. I think in the end, we're going to have the long weekend now, although it sounds like weather's coming in, so that might slow some people
down.
Yeah,
that's true.
But I think overall, you know, we're still on track to have a really nice season.
So up 20%, is that over last year's numbers?
Yeah, that is over last year's number. We're still up slightly over the 10-year average. Might forget the percentage, but like I said, we're doing pretty good.
I'm curious now if you're still seeing that average age class gap, which according to Terry Minzi, last year we were at 17%, which is the lowest I can ever remember. I didn't remember that happening last year. But apparently it did, and it sounds like things are following along the same lines. Are you still seeing an older age class average?
We are, and I'm not sure that really reflects what's out there. I think a lot of it is people are starting to let animals go. I mean, you know, they're not taking that smaller buck. You know, we have good data. We've had over, you know, almost 300 deer collared last winter, and so we had a good sample size, so we know what survival was. And we didn't see the winter affecting the deer as much as we thought it might. And we all know we had a ton of snow, but the trick was it left early. And so the radio collar data, it really is indicating, and we had collars in high snowfall zones, you know, up in Onondagan County, showed that that year and a half old age class did all right. It wasn't terrible.
Well, obviously it did if everybody's shooting 2.5s this year.
Yeah, you know, and so I think a lot of it is folks are just letting those animals go. I think a lot of it is. Now, are they going to let them go, but maybe you didn't get your buck, and we're going to see a surge here at the end of the season or in the muzzleloader? That still could be.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that works out. Brian, I'd like to get back with you later this hour. You spent a handful of days down in Lansing in the lab.
Yes.
And that had to be an incredible experience. I would love to pick your brain about that later this hour if you can hang around.
I sure can.
DNR wildlife biologist Brian Roll with the DNR in Marquette. And we'll be talking about the lab in Lansing doing CWD testing when we return to our next outdoor report here on The Outdoor Show.